Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show this morning. We're meeting with Big Mike Liatout, the founder and president of Milio Sandwiches. And there's more than 40 Milio Sandwich locations, and the company expects to have an additional 6 stores either open or in development by the end of 2012. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today because we're meeting with Big Mike Liatout, the founder and president of Milio Sandwiches. And there's more than 40 Milio Sandwich locations, and the company expects to have an additional 6 stores either open or in development by the end of 2012. Hey, Mike, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on today, Marty. I appreciate hooking up with you guys and sharing my story.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. I know you have let's start up where you're calling from this morning.
We're in Madison, Wisconsin. We got a beautiful day, about 35 degrees out, sunny, and about 6 inches of snow on the ground.
Oh, good. Okay, that's not so bad. Well, we're in Pennsylvania, and it's rainy here and wet and cold, so it sounds like it's a little nicer there today, which is great. You come from a family, I guess you can say, of this type of business, don't you, Mike?
Yes, restaurant has been in the blood of the Liatout family for a number of years. There are a lot of our family members have been in the restaurant business, and it's been very good to our family.
That's fantastic. Did you want to talk a little bit about, you know, the history of the organization? Because I know you have an interesting history.
Yeah, well, we've been in business for just shy of 25 years. We started our business in March of 1989 in Madison, Wisconsin. We really started out as an operating company. I personally opened up about 30 corporate stores or so over about a 18-year period or so. And then looking at my competition out there and how fast they were moving, and especially in this exciting industry of the sandwich segment and the restaurant business, I made a decision to get into franchising. It allowed me to bring in additional partners and grow a little bit faster. So we actually started out as an operating company for about the first 18 years or so, and then the last six or seven we've been enjoying the franchise business.
That's fantastic. They always say that 25 years number. I mean, as long as we've been doing this show too, Mike, they've always said that, that you know, 25 year mark is always a significant number, isn't it? You know, I mean, it's a, I guess it's a milestone, so you can say. You've been doing it a quarter of a century is significant.
Well, what happens after 25 years is you've built a team of very solid individuals that you explicitly trust.
Right.
And you become a better manager, at least I did, over that 25-year period. So you have a lot less uncertainty out there. You have a lot more ability to analyze your numbers and use benchmarking and past performance results to make your decisions. You know, when you first come out and start your own business, you really don't have a clue or anything of what to benchmark against, how you're doing, and these kinds of things. So, number one, your debt service is less after this amount of time, and your team is much more stable, and so is your system. So, you know, you just don't have those high ups and downs like we used to. It's a lot more steady of a business.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, your franchisees can learn from, of course, you know, your mistakes that, you know, of course, you've made over the, you know, 25 years and your successes as well, you know, which has made sense for you guys to, you know, go into franchising. How do you describe a Emilio Sandwich franchise system to someone if they came up to your booth at, like, a franchise show and they say, what do you guys do? Where do you typically go from there?
Well, I'll tell you, our real objective as far as our franchisee relationship is to build wealth and equity for the franchisees. That's really what it's all about. If we can get these guys to build value of their business, build equity in their business, and create a lifestyle that's balanced, that's really what we're after more than anything else. And then the rest is basically all support. You had mentioned earlier, Marty, that from my mistakes, it will eliminate mistakes for these partnerships that we bring in, and that's very, very true. When you team up with a franchisor that is a seasoned franchisor, you are definitely going to make less mistakes. You're going to take the advantages of their purchasing and marketing power, and that's a heck of a benefit. So basically what it is build the wealth and equity, and then, of course, we're a support and mentoring company. You know, we help with the site selection, lease negotiations, build out of the stores, opening, and then ongoing training and support and mentoring program. So really what it is it's a person or a group of people that really understand the business, know how to analyze the business, and we use those tools to aid the franchisee in developing opportunities for their business as well.
You mentioned tools, Mike. It must be interesting from, you know, like 25 years ago, you know, when you got into this thing to, you know, how has technology played a role in your business today? How is it different?
Technology is huge. It started out with this website stuff, and I didn't really know much about the website. I didn't believe that that would really sell me any sandwiches. And today we're pulling in over $2 million in sales due to the website.
So
we put on an ordering system that they don't even have to pick up the phones anymore. Another big change in technology, of course, is the social media, the tweeting and the just sending them messaging and these kinds of things. It's a brand new industry that I don't think anybody really has their arms around on how to make that as profitable as you can. But that's been a real interesting development in technology. And then I guess the third one probably would be just their POS systems and how they've advanced to be able to analyze your product mixes, transactions, couponing, and all these kinds of things. It's a marvelous tool to help you control your environment in your own store there. So basically, the technology advances that I've seen in my career is social media, website, and then this POS system.
Wow, that's something. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you, you know, since starting this whole thing? Like, I mean, I'm sure you have 100 stories, but is there anything that stands out or anything most interesting to you?
What's really interesting to me more than anything is watching the development of my personnel. My right-hand gal who runs all my operations, she was the first employee I hired 25 years ago, and I believe she was about 21 years old at that particular time. She was fresh out of college. And Gerard Helminski, my director of franchise operations, he's been on the team here for 12 years, but we've had a relationship for the full 25 years. And then I go down into my stores and my general managers and stuff like that, and I have a number of them that have been with me over 15 and 20 years. And to watch those people develop into strong individuals, build families, buy their first house and their second house, and just become very good people, that really is very exciting to me. And you know, I got to throw myself into that pool as well, too, my own personal development and these kinds of things. That's truly what excites me more than anything, is watching these people really gel, work together as a team, watch each other's back. And that's probably one of my most gratifying things of being in business.
Yeah, I can only imagine. So what types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees, Mike? And what were they doing maybe like in their past life?
Yeah, well, you know, they come from all different worlds, our franchisees. Some of them have been firemen. Some of them have been business owners. Some of them are just been having a good career going somewhere. And they just get fed up with the corporate America, and they feel that they have the confidence and self-esteem and ability to run their own business. And then they decide to make that leap. So they really come from quite a bit of different walks of life.
Yeah.
But really what we look for more than anything when we evaluate our franchisees is we look at what kind of person this is. Is he a hard worker? What, you know, give me an idea of his track record, what they do. And, you know, with proper interviewing, you can find out if these people have had challenges in their life, how they dealt with those challenges, and if they overcame those challenges. So, you know, this is the food business, and you got to be a hands-on operator to be successful.
Yeah.
So we really totally look at what kind of values this person comes up with. Second thing we look at, of course, is incredibly important, is their financial stability. Are they going to get into this endeavor on a shoestring, or do they have some cushion in this kind of thing? It's really important to get into business and have some extra capital on the side that you could tap into in the event that you need it. If you don't have that, you could have a very good business, you know, that's going, and you can't get through a month or two of bad times. Doesn't mean your business is bad. It means your cash position is bad.
Of course.
So
we
really look at their financial wherewithal and their safety net in the event that they need some working capital. And then the third most important thing that we feel is crucial is their ability to own their community. Do they have the values of being able to go out and sell their business? Some people don't like selling, and they feel more comfortable just sitting back. They don't like rejection and these kinds of things. So we really feel that if a person has the proper financing, understands that they got to work hard and put in their time in the trenches, and they can go out and market their business with our systems and our backup and our support, we feel they will be highly successful. So those are basically the three main things that we look at.
Yeah, it's important. So once someone
decides that
they want to become a franchisee, what's the training like from there?
Well, the training, we give 250 hours of training. We probably have more training than most of our competitors out there. But we feel very strongly that when you get out there on your own, we want to make sure that you know the system. That's very crucial. So we give them 50 hours in a classroom environment where they will learn things such as accounting, POS system, marketing strategies, scheduling, anything that you could do in an office atmosphere. And then we follow up with 200 hours of in-store training where they learn everything from how to unlock the door, to mop the floors, to making the sandwiches, to scheduling, anything that involves daily operations. So they get 200 hours of that. And then when they open their store up, we'll send a team of individuals in for the first week to make sure that their staff is trained and just kind of get them going and get them comfortable with their environment. And then more important than anything, that's very important stuff, but we have a tremendous follow-up program where we're constantly evaluating the progress of our franchisees. I mean, we look at their and evaluate their P&L statements on a quarterly basis. We come into their stores and do what we call QSC, Quality Service and Cleanliness Reports. And these are not to be a policeman, but these are really more tools to offer to our franchisees for more opportunity for them. But, of course, it's their business, and they have a right to decide on what input we give them on what they want to use and not use. So it is a very close relationship, and I have to say that's one of the benefits of working with us is we are a small franchise system. We've only got about 15 units in the franchise community at this time. Mm-hmm. And you get a lot of our attention. And I think that that would be welcomed because, you know, we've been doing this for 25 years. Anybody talk to me about something that they've been doing for 25 years, I got 2 ears and I'm listening, you know. So great support system. That's what we really are good at, training, mentoring, and supporting.
That's great. So you've been doing this such a long time. And what is a typical day like as a franchisee, Mike? I mean, if there is such a thing as a typical day.
Well, there really is no typical day. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is you come in and it's a very repetitive situation. I mean, you know, you're just making a menu mix that is there daily that doesn't change a whole lot. There's not a lot of innovations to the menu system. So basically, I think what it is it depends also on what level of a franchisee you are. If you are a single operator, you're probably going into the stores on a daily basis, 5-6 days a week for 8 to 10 hours and doing store operations. If you're a multi-unit type of individual who has 3, 5, 10 stores, your whole role is completely different. And that's really one of the fun things in life that happened to me is that my role was constantly changing. I was constantly having to do different things because my business was changing. So it really depends on where you're at in the development of your business. Like I say, if you're just a one-store operator, you're going in there and operating a store. If you're a multi-unit franchisee, your whole role is completely different. Then you get into more management and mentoring and number watching and those kinds of things. So it really depends what position you're in.
That's interesting. You've been doing this a long time now, and again, you come from like a family, I guess you could say, that's been in this type of business. What advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs, Mike. They know that they want to buy a franchise. They just don't know what direction they want to go. What would you say to those people?
Well, the first thing I would absolutely recommend is do your homework. I would say pick out what is most happiest thing for you to do. Do you like fishing? Do you like working with people? Do you like working in the medical industry? Identify and do a personal profile on yourself on what you like to do, okay? Then pursue that because then your work is something you like to do, so we might as well start there. The next thing is do your homework on the franchisor. There's so many opportunities in the franchise world, and we all have something to sell, but believe me, there are better franchisors than others. And I would absolutely do my homework. And so some of the homework that you might do is in the franchise disclosure document, or the FDD, which is a contract between the franchisee and the franchisor, there's a line item called Item 19. It's a standard item. And that's a financial reporting of the corporate operations, as well as some of them post the franchise operations as well. If they don't post that, I would be suspicious. Why would they not be proud of the numbers that they are producing? So first of all, if they don't post it, it might be a red flag. It might not, but I would take a look at that. The people that do post the item 19 Do your homework on that. Make sure it's an ROI that you would be satisfied with on corporate averages that company might be doing. That's where it's at. Can I make money off of my investment? And typically, I would have to say that if you got a 5-year return on your money or a 20% return on your money, that's probably about as good as you can get. There might be some that are outperforming that, but that would be a rule of thumb. So check that out explicitly. And then the third thing I would say is look into the culture of the business. Does this person and this company match up to the culture and the values that I am as a person? One thing that I learned along the way that I've built a team of people that believe in what we're doing. They share the same visions. They share the same goals. We're not fighting each other. When I get into situations where people have a whole different opinion of how to do things within our organization and stuff, it just creates havoc. So make sure that it's a culture that that business has that can match up to you. So that would be just some simple, just off-the-top things that I think are very important. Find out who you are. Do your homework on the franchisors. Do a real financial analysis of that potential investment to make sure it's a return on your investment that's satisfactory, and then look at the culture of the business.
Sounds like if I had to guess, you guys do post an item 19, don't you?
Yes, we do, and we're proud of it as well, too. And it keeps growing.
Great.
I'll tell you, the last 3 years were awful, though. I mean, I'm going to be right frank with you. It was a tough going for an awful lot of businesses out there, and I'm
for
a lot of businesses, and that was pretty kind of unique in itself there because I knew that this was a spell of time, and, you know, you all go through your ups and downs of businesses and economies and stuff, and this was truly the worst that I have seen in 25 years.
Yeah, you're not the first to actually say that, too, Mike, too. You know, we've been doing the show now 5 years, and we've heard that a lot, you know, of people like yourself who have been in the business a long time saying that, you know, it has been one of the worst times. But it seems like people are also optimistic at the same time, you know, of the future, you know, that things are going to change soon. And, you know, so we'll have to keep our eye on that. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites they can go to, any numbers they should call, Mike?
Sure. They could go to milios.com. That's MILIOS.com. And we do have a very nice website. I recommend just kind of going through that and seeing how that works. And there is a franchise icon on there to hit to get all the pertinent information to get yourself started.
Yeah, one of the questions I just want to go back to also, you know, I forgot to ask is where do you guys see yourself in 5 years? Like, I mean, I know your plans for 2012, but how about like down the road, like, you know, your 5-year plan? Did you want to talk a little bit about that for a second?
Sure. I do have a group called Franchise Dynamics that is doing our sales and marketing to recruit new franchisees. I have a great commitment to drive the franchise system. It only helps myself and all of our relationships. That builds our brand and helps in marketing, and, you know, there's so many benefits to growth. So we do plan, and our projections are to at least have signed up, not necessarily open, 200 units in the next 5 years. We're basically going after people that can open 3 to 5 units within a 3-year period of time, and that's kind of the client that we're going after. So we do have an aggressive growth plan that we've put in place, and it's starting to gel now. I just built this relationship with these people 5 months ago, and we're starting to see that thing percolate and really start getting going. So I'm very excited for that. Why am I doing that now, and why didn't I do that 2 years ago? Is simply that in the last 3 years, the banks froze up, customer confidence froze up, and the customers weren't there and the banks weren't there to finance them. So I've spent the last 3 years working on tightening up operations and increasing average unit volume. So I kind of put the sales process on hold, but now those things are starting to open up, so I've made another commitment for growth.
Fantastic. And Last question. When do you come into Eastern Pennsylvania?
I don't get out there awful lot, but I sure like those Philly's cheesesteak sandwiches.
You do, okay.
If I went there, I think that's what I'd get immediately. And you're going to be buying it.
Yeah, we're waiting for you,
you
guys
where
to
go.
Out here. I want to thank you again, Mike. You've been a fantastic guest, and we'd love to have you come back, you know, towards the end of the year or the beginning of 2013 as we watch you guys continue to grow.
Well, I appreciate the time today, Marty. Thanks for having me on. You guys are great.
Thanks so much, Mike. You have a great day.
Yeah.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274. 508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now for the last year and a half, and in that time, we've done about 80 shows. We've interviewed some of the top franchisors, franchisees, franchise experts in the country, and it's just been an incredible experience. Each show, you know, Don and I have learned something, you know, and there's usually typically two or three learning lessons from each radio program. The podcast that you're going to get to hear today, or the great quote in franchising, is from Dan Castellini. And you're also going to get to hear from John Hewitt, who is also the founder of Liberty Tax Service, and, you know, he talks about his most successful franchisees. But listen to what Dan says as far as, you know, taking a self-assessment and typically the people who become the most successful franchisees. I really thought it was a great learning lesson. So here we go.
And they send a picture in. We don't even know about it. Next thing we see our picture, a Lady Liberty featured in the USA Today or somewhere in the country where we didn't even do anything except do our jobs and put our Lady Liberties out.
That's great. Now, the Lady Liberty, was that your idea, John, or was that yours, Dan?
Dan can't, you know, I asked Dan, and remember, I already said he's one of the best 10 or 20 ever in out of 3,000, so I built him up, and this is not a slam to Dan at all, but I often ask my top people just to make other people understand. They said, Dan, what did you create? What did you invent? When you've been here, four seasons. What did you do different? And he said, really, the top people say, you know what? I followed the plan, and I think Dan can confirm that.
That's
record.
The best franchisee, John. That's what Marty and I speak about a lot. A lot of our experts we've had on, trying to recruit people, don't want to reinvent the wheel. Just follow the system and work hard and have that passion. In most franchise, you got to be people, you know, a people person, and you know you're gonna be successful. Is the bottom line.
Absolutely. Dan's comment.
What's that?
How do you feel about that?
No, absolutely. You know, I think that it went back when I was looking, you know, deciding if franchising was right for me. You know, that's the first thing I determined was, you know what, I don't want to invent anything. I'm not creative. Just give me a plan that I can execute. Of course, then you go in search of that plan, and that's exactly what Liberty has. And to succeed, you know, you guys hit the nail on the head. It's simply, you know, have that personal drive and then the ability to listen and execute the plan that you signed up to follow.
Right. You know, getting solid training.
I love that quote from Dan Castellini, how he says, you know, he took a real honest self-assessment. He says, you know what, I'm not a creative person. I don't want to invent anything. And, again, I just want to follow the system. And, again, typically, you know, this is what we found to be the most successful franchisee, somebody who is just willing to follow the system. So, again, this is our first great quote in franchising and our first podcast. It was kind of historic. So we'd love to hear your feedback as we get into the whole world of podcasting now. We think this is going to be a great additional service to our listeners because, again, our shows are very detailed. You know, they're typically, you know, as you know, for our listeners, 60 minutes in length. So what Don and I would like to do is kind of highlight some great quotes from each show. So if you don't have 60 minutes to hear the show, you can go and listen to the podcast and listen to some highlights or some great learning lessons in franchising. So we hope you enjoy this one. Again, we'd love to hear your feedback, and thanks for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another great quote in franchising.